college president. Sorry I've been away so long. I won't let you down again.
It was Joey's fault. Welcome to episode 80 of the Field of Geeks podcast. I'm Josh.
I'm Joey, I guess. I didn't do it.
No, just kidding.
I didn't do anything.
I was just kidding.
No, literally, I didn't do anything. That's why we weren't on for the past 3 weeks or whatever.
Yeah, I know. I was like, Joey, can we record? And I'm like, oh, man.
I said, you got to build up the tension for the audience.
It's like, is there really anything to talk
about? Leave the
about
audience wanting more.
Every week. Yes, there's something to talk about. Yes, yes.
Only Justice League's coming out, and Thor, and Shazam movie news, and a bunch of other stuff, but that's about it.
Yeah, that's a little...
It's not my fault.
Yeah.
All right, I got to get home. I'll see you guys.
What you were listening to for the intro today was a Goosebumps remix by Dream Reaper. He reached out to us.
Dream Reaper.
Yeah, he might like that.
It's like that one song. I don't know what it's called. Dream something.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Dream Weaver.
Dream Weaver. Okay.
Aerosmith.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
That's what
I
said.
I think Aerosmith. Hopefully, I'm right.
That's what I said. You're always undermining me.
But Dream Reaper, thank you so much for submitting that song to us. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry we didn't get it played in time for Halloween. So this is kind of a make up for the Halloween times.
But it's spookier since it's not Halloween.
There you go.
So it's,
I mean, it's still fall. The setting's still out
absolutely.
There.
Yeah, I mean, you ever watch Goosebumps? All the leaves blowing around?
Yeah.
All the R.L. Stein walking around on the top of the top
oh, you've
the,
seen him walking around?
Top of the, no, creepy. That's what he does in the beginning. He walks. He walks around on the top of the mountain or whatever in like L.A. like a creeper. It's probably 80 degrees, and he's wearing a trench coat and a black hat, just soaking up the heat.
It's like, is that Kevin Spacey? Oh, it's R.L. Stein.
Oh, geez.
I know I went there. We're going to go there, too. Anyway.
No.
But anyway, Dream Reaper, thank you so much for submitting that, and feel free to submit more in the future. We'll have you on. We definitely want love to talk to you about...
Talk about Goosebumps.
Talk about Goosebumps, and...
You have a favorite, do you have a favorite Goosebumps episode?
I don't really recall too
You didn't
many
watch
of them.
It.
No, I didn't.
You're a fake fan.
I was too old when it came out.
Too old? What are you talking about?
Well...
They're not like...
I did watch Power Rangers.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know.
They're not like...
Maybe I was like, I'm going to be scared.
They're not targeted towards one, you know, like ages 8 to 11.
I love the movie, the new movie.
That's, yeah, that was good, but
like
it was different.
Culmination of all that,
well, no, because
right?
It was like meta. Like, it was like, oh, I'm R.L. Stein, these are my stories, and here's what happens, blah, blah. But like... Goosebumps
played by
like,
Jack Black.
Well, Goosebumps was this like the show was the stories,
right? The books, yeah. And I had a few of those books, but yeah. Since I can't remember, how about
I think my favorite would probably be. Oh damn it! I can't even remember the name of it. But
describe it.
It's something about like so. This kid goes to camp, and
Marty's
like,
scared.
Yeah, weird stuff starts happening. Obviously, like kids go missing, and he's got to show his like survival skills, and then like. The counselors start acting weird, like they're mean. They don't let the kids do anything fun. Then his friends wind up missing, like he thinks they drowned. And then he goes around camp and like nobody's there. And then it turns out that it was all a test, like to see how well he can survive if he were to be on his own, or if like he needed, you know, to survive. And then you figure out it was all a ruse by his parents to, you know, again, see if he can survive. And all the counselors were in it. They're like, hey, you did great. Like you passed this test. And then, he's like, why'd you do this? And his parents are like, well, we're going on a little expedition and we wanted you to come with us. Cause it's a long way away. And
he put a lot of work into this.
Well, yeah. And then
screw it up.
Well, and then, he's like, where are we going? And they're like, it's a small little planet. And they point up and they're like, it's called Earth.
Whoa.
Like, whoa, twist. And I was like, that was a really good twist. Really good twist.
That is really good.
I don't know why all the aliens look like humans, but sure, let's go to Earth.
Because it's an easy way to keep a low budget.
Yeah,
they're all humanoids.
It all looked like just a regular
like Star Trek.
Earth camp.
Just put like weird ears or eyebrows on people. Yeah.
Well, no, that they just look completely normal.
Right, like, yeah. It was TV budget, yeah.
Yeah, but it was a really good twist.
That's like that Twilight Zone episode where the dudes, he's like, it seems he's disfigured. And finally, the doctors.
Oh, the girl thinks she's ugly, and then the.
Was it the girl?
And the doctors look like pigs.
Yeah,
and he's like, "You're gonna go get live with these hideous people," and like it's like a male model. You're like, geez.
Yeah, it was like they're on a planet instead. Yeah, but I like that. That's a really good twist. That's really good.
Mm-hmm.
You don't remember what it's called though, right?
It was probably like camp. If you look for like one of the 10 episodes with the word camp in it, you'll find it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I have to check that out. YouTube that. But yeah, I love when these new artists, you know, like Dream Reaper, they take something old and make it new again. Mm-hmm. I think it's really, really cool. And, you know, overall with music and movies and TV and, you know, books, I could go on and on. But yeah. They've really brought, it seems like the 80s are back. Mm-hmm. Like the best of the 80s, you know.
Well, Goosebumps was 90s.
Right, but I'm saying
like retro,
more of a, yeah, nostalgia type okay, yeah. feeling, mm-hmm. you know. I mean,
yeah.
Well, Arlen I mean, Stein wrote them in the 80s, probably had it in his head, right? I don't know. I'm stretching
a
that.
A spook on Spook Street.
But all this retro stuff that's coming out, I love it. It works. And yeah. I think they're just taking the best of everything, you know. And
yeah. I mean, whenever I hear that song, I just think of the 90s, like, you know.
For sure.
I only was alive for six of them, which I guess that's a majority. Yeah.
That's good.
I was yeah. a 90s kid.
That counts. That counts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I just love what's going on right now with all our entertainment. And speaking of throwbacks, in a way, Stranger Things 2 are going to be reviewing today. Spoiler-free.
Mm-hmm.
Next week, maybe we'll get into spoilers.
Free spoilers. We're giving you free spoilers here.
Exactly.
You heard it first. Everyone dies. All right.
Like, ignore the Facebook feeds because mm-hmm. it's getting really thick out there. I had to really not get on Facebook yesterday.
Are there a lot of spoilers?
There are a few.
Really?
I was surprised. And they're... It's not like they're hard to find. It's mm-hmm. like headlines have yeah. them in it. Like, oh, is so-and-so going to be part of the Marvel Universe now? I'm like, what the hell?
What?
Well, I'm not telling you who the so-and-so is. But
yeah.
anyway, Thor Ragnarok is, of course, the other spoiler-free review we'll mm-hmm. do. And hopefully next week we'll do spoilers on both of these.
Mm-hmm. If I haven't seen any trailers for Thor. Going to see it tomorrow.
Seriously?
I saw one trailer. Saw the first trailer and then that's it.
Oh, wow. You're in for a treat then.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. I wish I had that strength.
Yeah, I haven't been able to hold that for Justice League.
Yeah.
I haven't seen any clips for Justice League. They've been releasing clips
the
past few weeks. I'm like, stop it. We're going to go see the movie.
I know. I'm really
like, you literally, you have about $150 or $60 from me because, you know, I've been buying tickets for my friends and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You got my money. You got mm-hmm. more than my money. Like, I'm going. So you just don't release anymore, but
taking grandpa, he's like, what is this?
Yeah,
they can
who
fly.
The hell
ended the frame like what yeah, so we got those coming at you very soon here.
Mm-hmm.
First we'd like to plug ourselves. We are the Field of Geeks. I didn't mean it that way. We are the Field of Geeks. Our group consists of Joey, Steve, Mitch, and myself, Josh. Together we talk about the latest in geek news and hijinks ensue. We offer shows such as news, movie commentary, special topics, Star Trek Discovery. Mission Report is our latest show, which we break down each episode of Discovery as it airs. And I do that show with Steve. So yeah, go ahead and seek us out. We really appreciate it. We're on all social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. I don't know if I'm forgetting any other media.
LinkedIn, we're there.
Are we there?
No.
Oh. Well, let's get there.
Yeah.
Listen to us on Podbean, iTunes, Stitcher Radio, YouTube, and of course, check us out on fieldofgeeks.com.
All right.
So before we dive into all these great topics, we're going to talk about some darkness in Hollywood, just a little bit. I like to call it the pigs of Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a fitting title.
Yeah.
So first off, I want to say, it hasn't even been a week yet, but
mm-hmm.
hats off to Anthony Rapp
yeah.
and to all others who've shared their stories recently.
Absolutely.
They've really blown a lid off this tragic thing that's, I think,
well, to
a
have
lot
that
of
strength
us,
to.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he said he was inspired by all these other victims to come forward. And man, what he went through
mm-hmm.
is frightening, especially, you know, if you put yourself in that age group. Like, that's.
Yeah.
That's luckily he didn't seem to get too damaged from it in the spotlight anyway, you know, like with drug use.
Mm-hmm.
And because unfortunately, you know, a lot of these child actors growing up, they got into drugs. And I think we know why now is because they're trying to bottle up all this.
Terrible. I just watched I'm in the middle of watching Goonies right now. I just watched The Lost Boys last night and, like, you know, seeing Corey Feldman, knowing now
mm-hmm.
like, well, I mean. I think on him, when he and Corey Haim had a show together, they talked about it.
Yeah.
So I've known for a few years, but man, that's just.
It just destroyed them.
Yeah.
You know, and
absolutely.
Feldman, he's kind of quirky and weird, but I think that's just how he's become because of his experiences. And thank God.
What's even worse
yeah.
is like it, for a while it didn't destroy them, because like Corey Feldman had that, or both Coreys, like they had mm-hmm. both gone through that, and they both had their string in the 80s. 80s?
Yeah.
With the whole Corey and Corey thing.
Right.
And they had to, you know, go to every movie knowing what they knew, and like, it's insane.
Yeah, and I'm sure as they got older, you know, the higher ups said, well, if you want parts still, you're going to have to,
yeah.
you know, they maybe didn't even have to say it. It was yeah. more like insinuating. And
right.
It's just tragic all around. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I blame the high drug use and the crimes and the suicide rates all on these scumbags in Hollywood. Yep. And I mean, the sad truth is Hollywood's been like this probably since the beginning, honestly. Yeah. And it
now it's just being talked about.
May have been worse in the beginning. I don't think that's a stretch, but I mean, you hear some really horrific things mm-hmm. and yeah, it's really, a lot of great giants have fallen
yeah.
and are continuing to fall. Kevin Spacey, of course, is the one Anthony Rapp pointed out, and immediately that just, you know, his whole rebuttal with, oh, I was drunk and I'm living as a gay man now. Like at first when I read that, I'm like, what's that mean? Like, are you saying he didn't probably mean it, but it's like, it looks bad for the gay community. It's like, oh, I molested a kid 'cause I'm gay.
Well, you know? Well, I mean that, but also like people were mad that he was like, oh, this is my choice now. It's like, I mean, it's been said over and over, being gay isn't a choice.
Mm-hmm.
Like you don't just get to, someone said you don't get to hide under the rainbow. I think it was Wanda Sykes.
Mm-hmm.
She said, you don't get to hide under the rainbow. And I was like, oof, that's good.
Well, and it's also like it to me. It was like he used it as a shield because all these
absolutely
years, all these years he was private about his sexuality. And we yeah. all, I think we all knew, and we didn't care.
Honestly, obviously. I had no idea, but I
yeah.
But that's because like I.
But
like,
to say
who cared?
Yeah, he basically was like, yeah, I think I did this when I was drunk, and then yeah, it's terrible, and mm-hmm. I'm gay now. And it's like, wait a minute, you can't do that.
Yeah,
like because basically whoever goes after you for doing this. Oh, you know, I need the, you know, the gay community to help me out
right.
to deflect this.
Right.
You know, it's just outrageous.
Yeah.
And
I think Billy, it's either Billy Eichner or Zach, who played Spock?
Quinto? Zachary Quinto.
Quinto,
I think.
Either, I can't remember which one of them, but they said, wow, Kevin Spacey actually did the impossible, found a bad time to come out. I was like, mm-hmm. Ooh, man. Like,
seriously,
people were just very upset.
And it, I mean, showed how desperate he was.
Yeah.
And we know now
understandably upset.
Yeah.
Like, but
we know that that behavior continued. Like, yeah. he's had.
Now we have like 8 people from House of Cards coming mm-hmm. forward about sexual harassment, and they've canceled that now.
Well, recently they actually are going to kill him off or something.
Do we know that for sure? Because I just saw that they said he.
I know he's been fired.
They cut ties with him, yeah.
Yeah, they first were talking about, like, it's over. Now they're probably like, oh, crap, people have jobs. Maybe we can keep it going.
Well, that's what they wanted on, like, on Monday or Tuesday. Mm-hmm. They were like, we're going to finish with the 6th season. But now, I don't know. It's all up in the air, really.
Yeah, I mean, that's what sucks is, like, all these entertainment personalities, you know, it's like, or these actors. And it's like
now they have to suffer for one person's.
Yeah. Well, it's that, and it's like. I don't know if I can watch them anymore. Their old stuff.
Like the people who actually did it?
Yeah, because yeah. he's had like, you know, I know you should separate the artists from what they do, but
like it's hard though.
It's very hard, yeah. So it's like, I just remember the other day, like, oh, I want to go see Baby Driver. Oh, crap, he's in Baby Driver. It's like,
yep.
Damn it. And then all I'm going to think is like, how was he like to work with, especially with the main actor? Like, did he get any of that vibe from him? Or?
Well, now when I watch the... you know, Kevin Smith movies, I know who put money into that, mm-hmm. Harvey Weinstein. So now it's just like, I mean, nothing against Kevin Smith. Like,
yeah,
I know
he had nothing to do with
yeah.
it. And he's actually, he's donating all his residuals or mm-hmm. whatever, through Weinstein's, company
yeah.
to all the victims.
All the movies that were made great. Under Weinstein, he's giving back to victims. It's really, I mean, I'm not surprised that he's doing that. He's one of the most stand-up guys in Hollywood, I mm-hmm. think.
Straightforward and...
I mean, even if, you know, people don't like his movies, they can't say that he's a bad guy because
mm-hmm.
he, you know,
right.
He would give everything he could before, like, he would stop making movies before he could, you know what I mean?
For a while he did just to do podcasts.
Yeah.
He just had fun doing it.
Yeah.
And he was just tired of the industry. He was tired of promoting things. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure he heard stories of other actors who, I mean, that's what's sad is that there's so many people in this industry that, you know, it's very easy to get corrupted as you have more power. And clearly all these guys, they totally took it in and ran with it.
Yeah. Well, same with, did we talk about Screen Junkies?
Yes, we didn't. But yeah, that was shocking too. And very, very creepy. Was it Andy Sigmore?
Something, yeah.
Yeah, and I liked him. I like Screen Junkies. I still like Screen Junkies. Mm-hmm. You know, well, they're going to have to work out their
issues. They came out a couple, I want to say a week ago now, with the video talking about everything that happened. They would come to work every day and see this guy who they thought they knew, and then...
Well, his personality on camera was, I would never suspect this guy of doing that.
Yeah.
He seemed like a guy who would be against something like that. And but it's just crazy.
They fully said, you know, he's not on anymore, not coming back, no chance of him coming back. They're still hoping to build trust through the community and through the fans, and they want to come back and do stuff, and I think they just came out with an honest trailer.
Spider-Man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they're just trying to...
Yeah, because, I mean, that jeopardizes a business. I mean, especially if...
I don't want to say they're getting past it, but, like, they...
They're trying to move on.
Yeah.
I get it. Because that's a really... I mean, it's...
It's damning to...
Right now, it's so fresh what's going on. Like, every accusation, it keeps it in the spotlight. And it doesn't seem like it's going to be going away. My only fear, and I got to be careful I say this, but I just hope there's not, like, an overkill slash witch hunt to point fingers at people who may have done, like, not the same level as... You know, these bigger guys, like Ben Affleck, for an example, you know, when that Weinstein thing broke, they're like, oh, he touched this woman's breasts on MTV and it was 20 years ago.
Yeah. I mean, it's just
like, that's not right behavior.
Right.
But what I'm saying is,
I mean, again, I get you're like trying to say like, you want to be careful how you say it.
Cause we're all guilty of things or looking at, you know, checking a woman out or a man out, you know, we're all guilty of that. Yes, he touched someone, but it was on TV. He did apologize. That's all he can do for it. Yeah. And he didn't rape her or, you know, like get her into a corner or anything like that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's just,
it's still bad behavior, but I think it'd be a shame to put him with like a Weinstein. And I don't think that has happened. I think they had enough evidence to, you know,
It's just
tread carefully. You want to make it count. That's all I'm saying. It's like you want to point out the people who are truly worthy of this label, this pig label, basically, I like to say, you know, with the Spaceys, the Weinsteins, Brett Ratner's a new one, which I'm happy because I've heard about him for years doing that kind of crap. And yeah, goodbye. And even Bryan Singer, that got swept under the rug a few years back.
Yeah, that was...
There's a lot of weird...
I think that was my first run-in with it, of, like, hearing about it, and then I think, like, 2 weeks later, the kid dropped the suit, and I was like...
I'm just saying, like, what Affleck did, yes, it was wrong. He apologized. I think that's all he can do. I mean, if it was, like, a year ago, I get it, but he was a younger man then.
Yeah.
You know, people just... That's the problem. People just jump on each other
when
there's a bigger fish to catch, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's like, and then... they interviewed Jeffrey Dean Morgan because that's his wife. And he said, you know, he's glad he apologized. He really turned the conversation more towards his wife, though. And he was like, I'm so incredibly proud of her. She's one of the strong, she's the strongest woman I know. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm incredibly lucky to be with her. So he's saying, like, pretty much she has the strength to kind of move on. And that's all he really cared about, which is, and he's like, I'm just glad that, you know, this behavior is being pointed out so that we can eradicate it now. Like, it's not going to happen overnight, but it's going to happen. Like, whether you like it or not,
it has to.
You're not going to do this shit anymore.
I mean, it's just a shame. This town is the mecca for creativity, and you have all this stuff going around. It should all be fun.
Comes at a price, though.
It does. It does. And yeah, I'm not trying to say, oh, you should totally forgive Ben Affleck, but I'm saying he is not on that same scale, I don't think. He's at the way bottom. He's at the where you can easily change your behavior and your attitude. These other guys crossed the line, and they kept crossing the line, and they didn't see anything wrong with it. And yeah, you know, Spacey's now in rehab, but it's like, dude, your career's over. There's no way.
Right.
Of course, we still have Woody Allen and Roman Polanski out there mm-hmm. making films. And yeah. sadly, they get a pass because they make great films.
Right.
And it's just, it's so. Sick. It's all sick. And
well, I mean, I'd like to see, I wouldn't like to see, but I wouldn't be too surprised if like this time next year, Harvey Weinstein had something going, like a production company or something. Like, I don't think anybody in Hollywood should give him the time of day, but I wouldn't be surprised because people have been getting away with this for a long time. Mm-hmm. Someone's going to see that, you know, that someone's going to say, well, if they can get me this amount of money, I can overlook this.
Well, he can go overseas.
Exactly. To
places where they don't care about that.
Exactly.
So change your name.
Yeah.
Or just be under your
production. As far as I'm concerned, I don't care about what he's, I don't care about seeing him anymore.
No.
I don't care about like giving him any money, like mm-hmm. giving him any of my time. Same with Kevin Spacey.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I stand on that.
Yeah. And I totally agree. Well, you know, some people who knew or had an idea, I don't think it's fair to, why didn't you do more? You know, because a lot of them feared for their careers. I mean, sadly, that's the truth. I mean, that's where the industry is, and that's what has to change.
You mean the victims or?
The victims or like
just
like,
anybody?
I think Tarantino said he could have done more.
Yeah.
But,
you know, like calling them out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's the same thing with Terry Crews. Like he just now put out mm-hmm. that lawsuit against some talent agent or something. Mm-hmm. But he said, you know, he didn't punch the guy. He didn't call him out because what would it have looked like?
Mm-hmm.
One, if he had assaulted him, just be another black man in jail.
Right.
Two, if he called him out, he wouldn't get any parts because he would just be another person who accused someone, and that you're always looked at. People are always looked at mm-hmm. as crazy if you call someone out for, you know, sexual harassment or, I mean, anything in Hollywood.
It takes a group to yeah, make a difference.
Absolutely.
And now it seems like everyone's jumping on.
Yeah.
You know, and that part's great. That yeah. part is great. I just stay focused on the right people, you know, target correctly. That way yeah. you can make it count, you know, impact Hollywood, really make it change. You know, I'm sure there's so much good there too. It's just, you got to flush out the bad and you just got to repress it, like keep it away. You know, anytime it tries to come back any form, you got to shut it down.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's something Hollywood's going to probably have to do for the first time.
Yeah.
You know, honestly.
And it's not just, you know, it's not just directors or producers or whatever. It's got to be everybody.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. I totally agree.
Because, I mean, if it's not unanimous, then, you know, mm-hmm. there's going to be a leak somewhere.
Well, yeah. I mean, the next year's Oscars will be interesting. Or any award ceremony after this, how they're going to move yeah. on. Because, you know, you damn well know the people in the audience, they're not all angels. They've done the same crap. They just haven't been caught yet. And that's... you know, that's
yeah.
that's what's scary. They're still out there,
mm-hmm.
and it sucks for, you know, we'll get into it later with these great kids that are on Stranger Things, but just the thought of people like them being taken advantage of
yep.
or by these creeps, it's sickening, and I just hope that right now it's all this news is helping prevent anything. People mm-hmm. really, but I still want the bastards caught, you know, or
right.
doing it, you know,
yeah.
so... let's get into some more happier news.
Yeah.
We just had to address that because that's been like, looming for like since we've been gone.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to talk about it because I don't want to just act like everything's lovey-dovey. You know,
yeah.
there's some darkness in mm-hmm. the world. We all know that. And we'll move into some happier news right now.
Mm-hmm.
I will review Thor Ragnarok really quick. This is a spoiler-free review.
Did it reg, not rock? Was it a bad movie?
No.
Okay.
It rocked.
Cool.
No, it's easily the best Thor movie, and it's funny, it's action-packed, and I love the soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's that whole...
I feel like it's not hard to be the best Thor movie, though.
That's true, but...
But it still does look good.
Yeah, it's got a great connection to the MCU without it being overbearing, you know, like Iron Man 2, someone that just shoved S.H.I.E.L.D. down mm-hmm. your throat. Cate Blanchett as Helena is, oh man, she's really good. I love her. She's such mm-hmm. a great actress. And
yeah, she's a good villain, too.
She is. She's
even in Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
Like she was one of the good parts about that.
She probably was a highlight, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I bet she wishes she didn't do that movie. Maybe.
I don't know. That's another topic.
I know.
I don't think it's that terrible of a movie.
why actors chose certain parts. But anyway, yeah, she freaking rocking it. She's a great addition to this, to the MCU, I think. And yeah, her story, where she came from, is a really good twist, and I won't give that away, obviously. The movie cuts right to the chase. You know, it doesn't have this slow setup, kind of like the previous Thors did. Obviously, the first Thor, you had to set up a little bit because he didn't know anything about the world.
Yeah.
But yeah, this one cuts right to the chase. Jeff Goldblum, Tessa Thompson, Carl Urban, Mark Ruffalo, Chris Hemsworth, Tom Hiddleston, and Taika Waititi. Just great, great job.
The cast is great. And Zachary Levi.
Yeah.
Our new Shazam.
That's right. That's right. We'll be talking about that very soon.
I'm assuming we can cut this out, but he gets killed off. Yeah. Well, how's it going to be Shazam? Just wait a day. You'll see.
Stellar performances. They were really effortless, especially with Jeff Goldblum. He just does his thing, you know.
It's just Jeff Goldblum and makeup.
I don't even think he gave him a script. Like, hey, this is...
Hey, man, just sit in the chair and, I guess just talk.
There's no way, I mean, I heard this on other reviews, but there's no way all his lines were written. Like, that was his own quirks, you know? It was really good.
Mm-hmm.
Waititi is he's a great actor, writer, and director.
Green Lantern.
Yeah. Which I never would think. I remember when we did a commentary for Green Lantern, I'm like, hey, that's the guy who's directing the new Thor movie. And no one really knew who he was. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know how to say his name. Still don't, but...
We're like, shut up, we're trying to watch this terrible movie.
I know, right? Yeah, forgive me. But yeah, look forward to seeing more from him. I think he's got a future with Marvel directing and, you know, future in general. He's a great director. Just talk of him doing Akira, but he's doing...
Akira.
I've heard Akira mostly.
Akira, because they redubbed it.
Oh, God. Accurate, Integra.
Akira and Naruto.
Wow. Well, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, you can't redo that cartoon movie, which is great, you know, but guess what he's doing?
He's not whitewashing.
Huh? No, he's not. Yeah, he's not doing that for one. He's going after the source material because he said there's like 4 or 5 books.
Mm-hmm.
He's smart.
Yeah, I mean, people... That's the way to do it. It's not that people don't want the...
I think most people think
it's
the reboot of the animated movie.
Well... No, it's people not wanting like Ghost in the Shell shit. Like,
right, but he's like, yeah, he won't be doing it.
Right.
So
it's like, okay, make the movie good then. Make it with the right people and make it good.
I mean,
like,
he himself is a minority. I mean,
because like they also made sense. they made a Attack on Titan movie in Japan.
Yeah.
China or something. But it was really bad. So it's like, okay, you got to take...
You got the casting right.
You got the casting right.
Let's get some writing.
Yeah. Done, you got to get and mash them.
But we did the casting. Well, that doesn't mean you can have a hit. Oh, okay. No, it's, the movie's fantastic. Go see it. Mm-hmm. I'd love to see it again. It was over so quick. I mean, it just felt like.
Is it a short movie?
I think it's like 2 hours and a little change. Hmm. That's about it. That's pretty short, I guess, for a Marvel.
It's longer than Justice League is going to be, apparently.
Oh, shoot. We'll get into that.
We don't know that for sure.
No, we don't. It's like an hour.
Except everybody's like, I know exactly. I have sources close to the source of the source with their sources.
Shines their shoes.
Source from telling me
that
it's 30 minutes long.
Checkmate. 10 minutes each for the credits. It's only a 10-minute movie.
Each 5 minutes per introduction of the league. And then Superman's back in the post-credit scene.
He's like, Barry Allen, credits. I'm like, what?
Barry Allen, Bruce Wayne. Da, da, da.
You guys didn't like it? Why?
It was a great introduction.
Yeah.
Literally, it was all an introduction. That's it. Justice introduction.
But I do recommend something that Taika Waititi just did. Oh, he didn't do it. He did like 2 years ago. They Live in the Shadows. For anyone out there who wants to, you know, any Halloween material to watch, that, you know, it's been like a week, but we rewatched this last weekend. They Live in the Shadows. It's basically it's like The Office, but it's a documentary film crew that follows vampires. It's really funny. Mm-hmm. It's kind of some dry humor in it, but surprisingly, the people I showed it to, they laughed a lot. So I didn't think that was going to happen, but I wanted to.
Like, oh, this movie sucks.
Yeah, no. Thank God it wasn't that. That's the worst when you say, guys, you got to check this movie out, and no one says anything in the whole movie, and you're just like, I want to die.
And you just keep looking like,
And then maybe they'll chuckle a little bit and you have a little hope, like, oh, here we go, let's turn around. And nope, that's it.
Yeah.
And then afterwards you get...
That's why I just don't trust my opinion anymore.
Yeah, probably should.
Do you want to see this movie? It's good or bad, maybe.
I don't know.
I haven't seen it before. Don't you own it? No.
But yeah, get out there, watch Thor, make it some money. Justice League is right around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Like, literally, like, 3 weeks? 2 weeks? I'll be there either way.
I want to say 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Because this week is the 10th. This Friday is the 10th. Mm-hmm. And then next Thursday. Oh, yeah.
Man. This is awesome. I'm going excited.
To the premiere.
Yeah.
Going.
Hollywood premiere?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
I'm on the way. Going to see you, Henry. My boy, Hank.
He's not in it.
Yeah, he is.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
He's dead.
Have you seen the promotion, like all their promos and press junkets? He's wearing the tightest damn shirts and his guns. He's packing. Like, that's what he's been doing the past.
It's like, hey, everyone.
He hasn't been dead. He's been getting super jacked.
Line up for questions. They're always like, you're packing.
Dude, your arms are huge.
What size is that shirt? Is that a kid's shirt? He's like, yeah.
I can say, dude, your arms are huge. And he'd be like, all right, you have any questions? I'd be like, yeah, what the hell?
Is it steroids? Security. No.
He's still got the mustache, too.
Does he?
Mm-hmm. Because they're in London this weekend for their promo. They were in China last weekend. Now they're in London. And he's rocking the stash, rocking the super.
It's a good look.
Tight sweater that shows off his guns. And I'm like, put a shirt on, dude.
He like tells his agent, like, can I just wear like a extra large? No, small. Here, it's my child's shirt. Yeah. Wear it. Yeah. So I got a great breaking news piece for everyone. This is huge. This is very huge. It's huge. Matt Reeves' bat suit.
Bat suit?
His bat suit.
Bat suit.
For his movie.
He has his own bat suit.
Well... No,
he directs in it. He's like, action.
God, this is hot. No, he is not going to have on the new bat suit for Affleck.
The symbol.
Hopefully, Affleck. Huh?
The symbol?
No.
Ears? Nipples.
Oh. Nipples.
He's not having nipples.
Yay.
Oh, we got to cancel it. It's over.
Oh, what? No.
Want
no,
the nipples.
No.
It could work in 2019 or 2018, whatever.
Yeah, sorry for that tease. Like, I read that online. I was like, oh, what? Oh, no. What's this about? Oh, nipple. Oh, duh.
Yeah, I saw the initial tweet. So then, or the nipple tweet, I guess.
Yeah.
So then, like, I saw the tweet that was like, oh, confirmed. Yeah. He confirmed something. I was like, oh, well, I already saw it, but that's clickbait.
You know, I love
it. We should clickbait, Josh.
I know. It's everywhere now. We need to do that for sure. Yeah, I think the new Batsuit's great. I hope they don't change it too much for Matt Reeves' films. I don't know if they're going to take place before all this Justice League or after, but...
They could probably bring the Batman vs. Superman suit back if they're going to do, like, a flashback.
That'd be cool. I would love to see a blue cowl someday with a cape.
No.
No?
No.
Oh, come on.
It'd be like Superman... It'd be like Henry Cavill's Superman changing in the phone booth.
Like, oh, it just wouldn't be that bad.
Yes, it would. It wouldn't translate well.
You're an analyst now.
I just think it wouldn't translate. For me, it wouldn't make a lot of sense.
What was a funny gag? He fell in blue paint. He's like, hey, I kind of like this. And then he's just like, yeah. Alfred!
No. That'd be stupid.
That's what Alfred says. No, it's stupid.
Yeah, I canceled the pizzas, dumbass.
He said you'd come. Oh, wouldn't that suck?
Oh, Master Wayne, you're in the Blue Man Group now.
Or we're bringing back Michael Caine, huh?
Mm-hmm.
They need to have Alfred off. Him and Jeffrey. Not like that, you sicko. God, I don't
Alfred off!
That. You know, if Justice League is a hit, then we'll get our Flashpoint movie. But if it's not, mm-hmm. there might be a chance we don't.
I feel like that's a rumor.
Well.
It makes sense, though.
Warner Brothers has a pretty good track record so far with these rumors coming true, it seems, in some cases. And
honestly, if Justice League isn't a hit, Flashpoint's a perfect movie to make to be like, oh, we're going to... Everything's
like, God. You're actually correct, yeah.
Because, like, even when Flash makes everything right, stuff is still different. So
there's no way. People can
quit.
Be good.
Then people can quit bitching.
Ice Cube's here, everybody.
That sound like Ice Cube?
To me,
oh, cool.
I
had a dream that he was my uncle, and I was like, this is weird. Because I have an uncle that looks like Ice Cube, or that he reminds me of Ice Cube.
Call him Unk.
What's up, I do. Unk?
Yeah, that's cool. Like you said, yeah, I hope they do Flashpoint either way, but mm-hmm. I mean, I think it's because Flashpoint's going to require such a big budget. And
yeah. Oh, God, it's not like they can afford it. They're only WB.
Yeah, but they get cheap, you know. If it's not going well, it's like, oh, well, we better not give a damn.
I mean, maybe let the people that are making the movie make the movie.
I know, right?
And don't worry. Don't fucking worry about it, you know.
It's like, hey, here's the blueprint for success. I
don't know if fans are going to like it.
They gotta poo.
No, but we know, like, for sure, like, people are getting really excited about the Flashpoint. But I don't know if fans are going to like it. No, but we know, like, it's a fact that fans, I don't know. We got to change it. Cut out 30 minutes. It's only an hour. Cut out 40 minutes.
Wait, don't make it make sense.
It's like a punishment. It's like, for that back talk, you cut out 40 minutes now. It's like, but I didn't say it. 50 minutes. All right. Cancel the movie.
New headline, the preview for Justice League was sold out.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Just a preview. That's mm-hmm. how short it is.
They just show all the trailers. That's like five times.
Wouldn't that be a horrible prank? They do the opening credits, and then immediately, without even noticing the transition, there's end credits. It's like, wait a minute, what?
Thank you for coming.
We'll be back.
The Justice League will return, maybe.
Gosh. Yeah, but I hope Flashpoint's made either way. That's just such a great idea and opportunity. Mm-hmm. I mean, Jeffrey Dean Morgan, he will most likely play Thomas Wayne Batman, hopefully. Which and then we'll I'm get, totally for that.
Hopefully get Lauren, what's her name?
Oh.
From Walking Dead?
Yeah, her.
Play yeah. Joker.
There you go. If we have time, I mean, that's the thing. They might have to, you think they should actually...
Make it an epic. Make it a long movie.
So you think they should do it like the comic or
tell
the
tell the whole
movie?
Damn story, yeah. Honestly. I mean,
because they're like, well, Wonder Woman might be in it. I'm like, well, why wouldn't Aquaman be in it? And Steve Trevor, you could even have Steve Trevor
back.
Oh my God. Of course, it'd be a modern Steve Trevor. I don't know. I'll have to work that out. But
yeah,
I don't know. But yeah,
and then Henry Cavill would be all skinny.
All right. Yeah.
And then Black Manta be in it. I just watched Baywatch a couple weeks ago, and the guy who plays Black Manta's in it.
Really?
Yeah, I think that's how he got recognized. Slash, I think The Rock talked to WB and was like, "Hey, I can't remember his name. It's like, I don't know, but he's really good. Like,
is he?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'll have to check that out. But
and he's really into the movie, like, or he's like really into the role.
That's good. Yeah, it makes sense to me. Justice League has to be successful for mm-hmm. them to make this. Which go for it either way. That's been my whole frustration with Warner Brothers, like. It's all there. In my head, I have created you guys a universe.
Well, I mean, that's the problem with the movies, though, is like people, I've said it before, it's probably annoying now, people get these expectations of like, this is what's going to happen, blah, blah, like A, B, C, this is what's got to happen. This is what happened with Batman vs. Superman. I was like, ooh, Bizarro's going to be in it. The guy in the wheelchair is Robin. Jenna Malone is Carrie Kelly or Barbara Gordon.
Yeah, yeah.
Superman's in it. Mm-hmm. He was, but again, just an expectation.
Yeah, I know. I know. Well, I think the other, looking back, it's like it had a lot of subplots that probably didn't need. I mean, the title alone, it's kind of, you know, I mean, it didn't give you like exactly.
Justice League?
No, the BVS. Oh, yeah. Whole that, you know. Honestly, I mean, they should have just done Dawn of Justice, which is like you get the team together, then Justice League, and then you can go off and do your separates. But obviously, it's too late for that. So
yeah, well, they're different.
So,
yeah, and maybe, also it's yeah. like you got to go into the movies. It's like watching any episode of Gotham. You mm-hmm. have to remind yourself. Well, you don't have to if you like establish it soon mm-hmm. enough, but you have to remind yourself that it's an Elseworld tale. Like mm-hmm. it's not definitively a Batman or the Batman story.
Mm-hmm.
Like, same with like the Arkham series. That's it's its own telling of that lore. Like, yeah, Jason Todd was kidnapped by Joker, but he wasn't beaten to death by a crowbar. He was shot. And then turns out Joker faked that. Like, he didn't actually kill Jason Todd. Jason Todd's been alive this whole time, but he's pissed now. So it's like, oh, well, that's different from Red Hood. It's like, well, yeah, because it's their own telling of the story.
It's the Arkham Knight, right? Mm-hmm. That's the Arkham Knight game you're
talking
about?
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, the whole Arkham series is really its own thing. Because, like...
No, I gotcha. Yeah. I mean, comics have been doing it for years.
So, I mean... I mean, with Justice League, you gotta... Again, it's like, yeah, it's these characters you love, but, like, they're also telling their own rendition of the story. Mm-hmm. So, like, Aquaman's not gonna look like the classic Aquaman, which everybody's fine with.
And if he did, yeah...
Even if he did, I mean, if it's still Jason Momoa, I mean, I don't know. Like,
I mean, who knows? He may get there.
Yeah. I mean, he's got the classic suit pretty much. Like, it's green. It's green and like gold. Mm-hmm. If you've seen it.
Yeah, he may get the Thor treatment. Third movie, they cut his hair and he goes fights the Hulk. What?
Fights Bruce in the suit.
There you go. I'm looking forward to it. I think I think it's gonna be great. Well, this is a unique thing with two directors. They're I mean, I know Whedon's kind of been trying to direct as Snyder, sort of, like, with using Snyder's notes and his vision.
Because he's trying to get his vision, and
but
I get
Whedon's,
that.
You're going to see Whedon in there, too, I'm
sure. Well, you can see it in the trailers, because, like, a lot of the reshoots you can tell, like, especially with Ben Affleck. Mm-hmm. Like, nothing against Ben Affleck, it's just, like, he looks a little puffier from, like, the footage they showed, like, at Comic-Con. Like, it was the first footage they
I don't know if he's, like, doing Botox or something. There's one scene in the airplane where it's like after Alfred says something with...
Exploding penguins, and he looks...
And Bruce goes to sit down. I didn't think that was him. Mm-hmm. I thought it was somebody else.
Looks a lot different.
I was like, whoa, what the
so,
heck?
Yeah. I don't think it'll ruin the movie, you know? It's just, but it's also just, we got it's a waiting game. Just got to find out.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll be coming soon. I can't wait to talk about it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to have fun with that.
Going to see it probably twice opening weekend, and then...
back to back.
Well, we're gonna go Thursday night, so the 16th, and then I'll probably go with my parents like either that Saturday or Sunday. Mm-hmm. And then the next week, Black Friday. There's this isn't like a Black Friday only thing, but we just decided to go on Black Friday because it's the only day that worked. There's a theater in Illinois that's 4DX, so like the seats move, and you know, it's where I saw Lego Batman. Mm-hmm. We're gonna go see it there. Make a whole trip out of it. So it's like 6 hours there, see the movie, eat dinner, get back at like 2 a.m. But I think it'll be worth it. It'd be really cool, especially like the Batmobile scenes and, you know, flying through the air and stuff. Like just in those chairs, I think that's going to be great.
You actually like get ejected into the air. Like, ah! That's cool.
I don't even care how the movie ends.
Real fire.
Mm-hmm. Well, like they have this like mist stuff that shoots out like the back of the seats. So like, probably when Aquaman gets hit with that water, it's going to be like... Psh.
So, Shazam! Joey, Shazam!
What? Oh, yeah. Who is it?
Zachary Levi has been cast as Shazam. Oh. I didn't see this coming.
I didn't really
either. I don't hate it, though.
No, yeah.
I think it's really good casting.
I haven't seen him in too many things. Obviously, Thor.
Thor the Dark World and Ragnarok.
And
Chuck.
Chuck
made him famous.
I haven't seen that. Tangled.
Oh, there you go. He can sing.
That's what did it for
Shazam's
me.
Shazam's going to sing, everybody.
Yep. It's a musical. Confirmed.
He also founded Nerd HQ, which is a great organization that...
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yep. They go to many cons, and they have panels that... Like, it's basically scheduled panels, I think, so people don't have to... sit through things they don't want to sit through.
Oh, right. Okay.
So it's like, you know, it's not a huge, well, there is a lot of guests, but it's not like Comic-Con where it's like, boom, 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 you know, it's kind of like he chooses, it's his friends mostly, I think, who agree to come on, but he's been doing that for a couple of years now. So, I mean, this is great because he was kind of disappeared a little bit. I mean, he did Thor, but he didn't really do much in Thor, and I'm glad to see him, getting this part. This is huge.
Yeah,
this
absolutely.
This is, really cool. Yeah,
I mean, now he's, like you said, he was in Thor, but now he's got the spotlight.
Yeah.
Like, he's front and center.
And for anyone out there, and I'm sure there are people who freaked out, like, oh, he's too skinny. He's going to get the Marvel diet.
He went to the gym right away. Just like, relax.
Yeah, he's going to look good. He's going to look good.
So now that we got our Shazam, our Captain Marvel.
Who's the kid?
Who's Billy?
Damn, that's good.
And if we're hopping on the Stranger Things train, I'm going to say either Mike... Finn Wolfhard from It, or Will.
You gotta pick one of those kids.
Or Will.
Yeah.
I think either of them would be great.
I mean, I know I know people are like, well, this is because they're popular right now.
Well, absolutely.
That's one of them. But they auditioned like 500 kids to get those great kids. Yeah. So, like, take one of those kids.
Absolutely.
You're right. And if they do Flashpoint, take all the kids.
Yeah.
Because that's Shazam five Flashpoint.
Kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the Shazam kids.
Exactly.
Damn it. That'd be really cool.
You gotta call Warner Brothers. Do you have their number?
No.
Okay.
They're probably going to be like 16 by the time the movie's made.
They're going to lose their cuteness.
Well, I mean, but I mean, just Billy Batson's,
I mean, they're
like
growing now. Yeah.
12 or 13,
yeah.
Maybe.
Is he? Yeah.
So.
Well, yeah, they're already, but that's they're still already be, that age. But they could change it a little bit.
Yeah, but that'd still be my dream.
I mean, don't make him a young adult. That'd be weird.
Right. yeah, I don't know. Did you see he talked about, like, I'm the original, like, can't wait to play the original Captain Marvel. Everybody was like, oh, what is he? He's sure throwing shade at Marvel. And James Gunn's like, literally, his name was Captain Marvel.
Dummies.
Until 10, 15 years ago when Marvel was like, hey, can we have that?
That's the problem.
Shut the hell up.
That's the problem with today's world. No one looks at history.
No.
Realizes, oh, duh. Yeah, that makes sense.
Important history.
Hats off to James Gunn, though. Yeah. He is a Marvel guy, but...
But he's also good at calling people out on their shit. Like,
he loves comics. Mm-hmm. He loves that whole world. And
He tweeted at both DC and Marvel fans. He's like, stop being so damn toxic. Just... Mm-hmm.
Well, him and Snyder and I think Whedon, they were... And Jenkins, maybe? I think they had a nice rapport on Twitter. Like, just...
I think I saw that, yeah.
Yeah, just, you know... Doing jabs are like over the top. Like, we know this is all stupid.
And it's like literally there's an entire genre now of these movies that we're lucky enough to get.
Yeah.
But we can't enjoy it completely.
Because people are like,
he's not Captain Marvel. He says Shazam. Like, right. But.
Tony, your food's getting cold. Shut up, Mom.
Shut up, Mom. It's not Shazam. It's Shazam.
You going to get a job? Yeah, that's not the point.
You gonna call it Captain Marvel? Because it's not.
Mom, my fish needs food. Yeah, no, I'm
excited.
Been
listening to my conversations? It sounds exactly like me.
Yeah.
I live at home, for people that don't know. I'm a struggling college graduate.
That's okay. It saves a lot of money. Trust me.
It's true.
Don't be in a hurry. I mean, don't stay till you're like 40, 50. That'd be weird, but no, you know.
Probably in the next 10 years.
Yeah, there you go.
Hopefully less than 5, though.
But yeah, I'm looking forward to this movie now. It seemed like it's really getting, you know, get going here. And
I think they just finished post-production, because David, what's the director?
You mean pre-production?
Pre-production, yeah. Sorry.
I was like, Jesus, that was quick.
What's the director's name?
Yeah, we just wrapped. I'm Shazam.
What's the director?
It's David F. Stanberg.
Yes.
He directed Annabelle Creation, which I just watched last
creepy.
Weekend. It was a creepy movie, but
I will never watch it.
I watched it. Isn't that scary?
I will never watch it.
You saw it. I would never see it. Well, I will eventually.
Yeah, but that's a person dressed up as a clown.
Yeah, it's true.
Like, this is a damn doll.
Doll, but
exactly.
But I'll say the direction and creation, it was good.
No.
Well, it's too late. They already hired him.
No. But,
don't go in there protesting. Like, this guy directed Annabelle.
But I think they finished pre-production because he has been posting for like 50 days or so, like pictures of Coca-Cola cans that he drinks, like while he's, you know, riding and stuff. And he stacks them and then he'll put different stuff in front of them, like a Shazam doll.
Oh, that's cool.
He put a picture of Dolph Lundgren, but said unavailable because he's in the Aquaman movie.
Oh, right.
And then like he's very involved on Reddit. So like there's the DC Cinematic Reddit that he like will interact with every now and then. So he does that. But then, I think yesterday, he was like, this is the last day at this office. And then you just hear Shazam. And then like a Shazam doll flies in and then it goes slow-mo and it crashes into the cans and they all fall down.
That's really cool.
So that was really, it was a good storytelling, I guess.
The shocker is Dwayne The Rock Johnson will not be in the movie as Black Adam. That's still trying to clear that up, or it seems, or
I think they're doing the 7 deadly sins.
Okay, which I don't know what that is.
It's just villains who represent the 7 deadly sins.
Okay.
I don't know much about it. I know Mark Strong is going to be the main villain.
Wait, what villain?
It's not
Sinestro.
It's not Sinestro.
Damn it.
Why would Why would Sinestro be a villain for Shazam?
I don't know, but I'm telling you, he was the best part of Green Lantern.
I know, but I mean, you know.
Judy Dench recast him.
He's already a villain in Shazam. Like, he's like, I think he's the leader of the Seven Deadly Sins.
Okay.
Anyways. Sorry, we gotta go change Josh's pants.
I'm not crazy.
Pants.
I'm Nick Cage. Yeah, so that'll be due out, I think, February 2019, maybe?
I don't know. Hopefully.
It'll be in
hopefully soon.
Before nearest picture shows across the country. In the good old West, I don't know.
Wow. Imagine that before every movie. Coming soon to nearest picture show across the country in the West.
Hey, ladies and gents. Got a picture coming to town.
I'm secretly racist. What?
So yeah, people who don't know, Shazam is really a cool superhero.
Mm-hmm.
Billy Batson is a kid who summons Shazam by saying the word Shazam, and he becomes a man with the power of six mythological gods. Mm-hmm. So, pretty big deal.
Yeah,
and I think it's every kid's dream to Absolutely. Have that power.
Well, it's his dream because he's like, I think he lives in the world where Superman exists, so he's like...
I hope so, because they've kind of said that this may not be connected to...
That'd be weird.
But, of course, that means... Anymore, that means, like, what Matt Reeves said, like, his are connected. It's just, they're going to be their own contained stories.
Right.
Doesn't mean they're no one else in this world.
Right.
But, yeah.
Well, in the... I don't know if you've seen Shazam... I think it's Shazam and Superman versus Black Adam, the animated movie. It's pretty good. It's just what it sounds like. I think it's an origin story, but it's quick. So it's like Billy gets the powers bestowed on him by the old wizard, the Grand Wizard Shazam, who originally has the powers. Black Adam can like sense the powers in Billy or something like that. But there's a really cool scene where he gets dropped into the ocean and he's like sinking.
Mm-hmm.
And then he like is trying to say the word, so he's like, Rawr. But then a bubble comes out, and she goes, Shazam!
Oh,
and he's
that's cool. That's cool.
Yeah, it's really good. It's only maybe like 30 minutes, maybe more, but it's good.
I thought like Aquaman shoved a spear up his ass, and he's like, Shazam!
But yeah, it was cool, like, because like the big old lightning rod comes down, and just, he comes out of the water, I was like, oh, this is
Shazam
awesome.
Talk, or is he mute?
He talks.
Okay.
He's not Black Bolt.
Who's Black Bolt?
From Inhumans, that nobody watches.
Oh. Isn't that like he has the power, like if he just burps,
yeah,
like
the whole world explodes. Yeah, because he got
wow,
hit.
Try writing for that guy.
Because in the trailer, he got hit, and he's like, ugh, and then the car flips over.
And then the show was canceled.
I don't know. Hopefully.
Is that bad?
Hmm?
Have you seen it?
No. Not at all.
You didn't go get your IMAX ticket? Because that made sense.
Yeah, absolutely not.
Hey, spend $20 to see this piece of shit show. Ugh. All right, so...
Anyway, Shazam.
Shazam!
But yeah, I think, like, that's much like Barry Allen looked up to Jay Garrick, who, like, was in the... Mm-hmm. He's, like, a comic book hero to him. I think Billy looks up to Superman and, you know,
That's cool.
Wishes he has these powers, like, wish he could... do something else with his life because I heard this movie's going to be reaching out to like foster kids because he is one, you know, doesn't have the best life. He's mm-hmm. kind of been moving around all the time. I don't think his parents are around. I think in the animated animated show, he lives with like a grandpa or something.
Okay.
Or like a grandpa.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm really excited. Probably go back and watch the animated short now. But yeah, I'm excited to see this character come to life. I've been excited since since he was in Injustice.
Mm.
He's a good character.
That's cool.
You think you should have the hood or no hood? I don't think you should have the hood.
Well, what if it was... I think the first time you see him, maybe, because it's his mystery...
Mm.
Then he takes it off and it's just part of his cape. Like, it's always there. You know what I mean? It's kind of like the new Robin, sort of. New Robin, his hood, you know, sometimes he wears his hood off.
Yeah.
Sometimes. It's there. It's just...
I think it'd be funny if... Because, like, I mean, he still acts like a kid when he's in Shazam mode.
Right.
So if, like, he could, you know, have the hood on, be like... Oh, and, like, kind of fumble with it, it'll be like, I can't... This hood off!
He's about ready to take on a guy, and the hood goes over his eyes. And he's like, I can't see.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, does he have X-ray vision? Because he's very similar to Superman, right?
I don't think so.
Okay.
There was a...
You don't want him to be too similar.
Right. There was a funny scene, and I can't remember what comic it was. It might have been a fake comic that, like, you know, someone drew up. Mm-hmm. But it was Shazam with, like, the Justice League, and Batman was like, we need to split up and, you know, take these whatever as groups.
Mm-hmm.
And Shazam goes, I'll go with Diana. And then and Batman's like, well, I think Billy's going through puberty. So it'd be funny to see something like that.
It's like, put that away. Jesus. Don't lead with that.
Billy, did you wear deodorant today? No, I don't need it.
You got any Gatorade? Yeah, do you want to talk about your game real quick? Speaking of The Rock.
Speaking of The Rock and Black Adam.
He's not
going
to be in Shazam.
Speaking of a movie that he's not in. Couple of gaming news. I just started playing WWE 2K18, which is fully packed with superstars from now and from the 80s and 90s.
Really?
The golden age of
Jake the Snake,
pro wrestling. Jake the Snake Roberts, oh, cool. Ultimate Warrior, not racist Hulk Hogan.
That's a special skin, right?
Yeah, no. People have actually created Hulk Hogan, but like they're not going to put him in any more games.
Really?
Yeah, I think a couple years ago, they took his DLC out. Like, it was available, and they made it unavailable.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Hey, brother. I spent 2 days doing that.
It's really cool. Like, the community creations that people, like, can do, it's insane. Like, people have created Batman, people have created Superman, people have created Ninja Turtles, It.
But are these on, like, computer version games?
What do you mean?
You said, like, the average person, not average person, but some of these gamers have created new skins, like...
No, you can create a wrestler and make it look like...
Oh, you really... Oh, wow, okay. You
like, I created one. He has, like, a Bane mask, which is pretty cool. And, like, you can create your own belts, like your championship belts, your own arenas, your own shows. It's really crazy. Like, I remember playing, you know... like, their old games were, like, SmackDown versus Raw, 2000 whatever... I remember 2009, I was like, man, this is great, but, like, it's nothing, it doesn't feel real. It just feels very, it's not predetermined, but it's like, yeah, punch in this key to do this thing, and then do whatever else. But this one, it's like, oh, crap, this guy's fatigued. Now he did his finisher, but he's, like, on the ground, he's like, oh, I can't move. I'm like, this is cool. I hate it, but it's cool. But yeah, like, you know, the interactions feel very real. It all, like, some of the wrestlers look kind of, like, goofy, like, because they can't match up the face that well. But,
like, the older wrestlers? Or
no, like, some of the modern wrestlers. Like,
really?
Yeah. But, like, you can scan in your face. Like, I've scanned in me and my friend's face because we're going to play it in a couple weeks. And it looks so stupid, but it's because I just put, like, the most gimmicky stuff on them. But it's a lot of fun. Like, I mean, I can just play for hours, just endless matches for, like, you know, winning different titles or whatever. Yeah, I don't know. I really like it. I'm glad. I like how, well, because I think THQ used to make it, and then they got shut down. Mm-hmm. And then 2K that does NBA and MLB maybe, or FIFA. They took over WWE and make really good games.
Cool.
And I think it's selling well. But yeah, The Rock's in it. It's really fun to play as him. Stone Cold Steve Austin, all the guys from the Attitude Era. I'm trying to think if anybody shouldn't be in it. Chris Benoit, because the whole thing with him.
Oh, right.
When he went crazy.
Whoops. Yeah.
Anyways, and then Call of Duty World War II just came out Thursday night.
It did?
Yeah.
Damn.
I just got it. Haven't played it yet, though. But
play it first. I'll play it first.
You still have my Mad Max game.
I know. I haven't played it yet.
Oh, my God. I've got it for like a year.
I'll loan you my Jason game.
I don't care. I don't want to play it. But I'll probably start it like tonight or tomorrow. I've heard really good things about it.
I've seen good things.
Yeah, it looks really good.
It released like a 2-minute intro.
Looks like Josh. Whoa. Looks like Josh Duhamel. Is it Duhamel or Dumal?
Dumal, I think. He's in it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good for him.
But I think he plays, like, he turns his back on his troops or something.
That's so good.
From the trailer, I've seen him, like, I think he kicks you in the face. So, but it, I don't know. AWOL. I don't know the context. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, he might go AWOL. But he's actually really good at playing a villain. He was in 11-22-63, the James Franco JFK thing. And he was, like, this abusive dad who James Franco, like, one of his, one of the subplots is he has to, like, stop him from messing up his son's future. Because he knew his son from, like, his time.
Mm-hmm.
But he was really good, like, making you believe he was evil and just, like, a, you know, not just a jerk, but, like, truly evil.
Right.
But Call of Duty World War II, it's out now. Go check it out. Cool. I think they're finally getting back to the roots.
Good.
They also have the Call of Duty Zombies mode in it. Sweet. So everybody loves that. I think David Tennant is in it.
Oh, cool.
In that, because, like, they always bring in, like, big, kind of big names, like, for the zombie mode, because they have their own story with that one. Like, in the past, they did George Romero.
Oh, they did?
Well, it wasn't him, but it was, like, a story kind of based on him, because, like, it was, you know, he did zombies. So they had, I think, Robert Englund.
Oh, that's cool.
Danny Trejo. And then in another game, they had, like, mobsters. So they had, like, I think Ray Liotta and big-time mobster movie guys. And they were in prison. And then there was a zombie outbreak, and they had to, you know, go around fortifying the place. So they all, yeah, they always do really well with their roots. But when it starts getting into, like, Halo type of stuff, like futuristic weapons, I'm like, I don't want that. I'd play Halo if I wanted to do that.
Right.
So I'm very excited because I love World War II. You know, stuff. So, yeah, everybody go check that out.
Sweet.
It's getting cold outside, so it's a perfect time to go play that. Start the fire, put your blanket on, get your headphones on, get ready to go to war.
Tell your mom to leave the dinner at the door. Yeah, I got two things. First off, since the Kevin Spacey thing came out, I think they're already going to replace his face with some other actor. I heard maybe Tom Hanks, because he is in one of these games. Yeah, I guess he's in a game coming out, a new game.
Well, he was in Call of Duty. He was in, like, one of the old Call of Duty games, but I don't think they could replace his face.
I don't know. If they re-release it, maybe. I don't know.
I don't think so, because it was PS4.
Well, maybe another game coming out, like House of Cards. I don't know.
Yeah, debate. People want to play that game.
You debate, you know.
Jeez. Yo.
And another thing. When you said Ray Liotta, that reminded me. And it's very quick off topic. He is Colonel Sanders currently, and it's the creepiest shit I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
You should check that out. He's just, yeah. He's like Colonel Sanders that's going to kill you in a horrific way.
I think WWE did something with Colonel Sanders. They dressed Kurt Angle up. He's the general manager of Raw now. He used to be one of, like, the stars.
Really? Yeah.
He used to be, like, a good villain guy.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know why they dressed him up as Colonel Sanders.
That's funny.
Yeah, I guess. But I don't know if he's doing
chicken at
people. I don't know if he's doing a commercial with them, like with KFC. He might be.
I mean, that's what their new strategy is. And it's kind of cool, actually. They've had, like, all kinds of actors play Colonel Sanders.
Finger licking. Good.
But Ray Liotta is, like, he's doing, like, the hot Louisiana. And, man, he's, like, he's Ray Liotta. It, you know, he's doing that in his way. And it's terrifying. Because that man, he's some chicken. They kill you.
I don't know what I was going
to
say.
KFC, everybody. Yeah, go check it out.
Love KFC.
If you want real chicken, go to Popeyes, but...
I don't know. Where's the Popeyes by us?
Huh?
Is there a Popeyes by us?
Yeah.
Oh.
You haven't been to Popeyes?
I've had Popeyes once, and that was like 10 years ago.
Oh, get your Popeyes on.
Finger licking. Good.
Well, let's quickly review Stranger Things
2.
Yeah.
Okay.
Spoiler free. Joey, you've only seen 2 episodes.
No.
What?
I've seen like 5.
You have?
Yes.
Okay. What's your take on it so far?
It's good.
Wow.
Okay. It's not bad.
Yeah. Do you like the new characters?
Yeah, I really like Doc Ray, the guy who plays the older racist brother.
Yeah, the Red Ranger.
Yeah.
Man, he's a dick.
Yeah,
he's good.
So it was really weird seeing him go from, you know, leader of the damn
hey,
Power Rangers.
Buddy, how are you?
No, he was kind of a jerk in the Power Rangers movie too. Like,
yeah, but he wasn't like this guy.
No,
this guy is just bad.
It's kind of funny. His name's Billy.
You wish him death.
His name's Billy, and it's a Blue Ranger's name.
He's got the worst hair, too.
I mean, yeah. But
it's like a mullet. It's a wig,
He really, I feel like he encompasses the 80s of, like, of bad 80s.
Yeah.
Like, racist, mullet, pedo stash.
Trans Am is not bad, though.
That's a Camaro.
Is it a Camaro or mm-hmm. Trans Am?
I'm pretty sure it's a Camaro.
Well, it's a cool car, either.
Yeah.
And he gives no shits.
When and the aviators, it. I think, the all denim, whatever the hell is
acid
costume
wash,
was supposed
jeans.
To be. Talking to dudes just face to face in the shower. I guess that's what they did in the '80s. yeah. And then like, he like drank a lot or whatever at the Halloween party. And then he's like, what's up, Steve? I'm the new king in town. I'd be like, dude, what is your deal? Like,
first off, what's your name?
Yeah.
Let's start with that in a handshake.
First off, you're a douche.
No, Max is cool. I think that's a great find. Another mm-hmm. great kid they found. And
mm-hmm.
yeah, again, the kids are so great. I love this cast so much. I haven't gotten to see the kid who was in It. He plays Mike in Stranger Things, but who do you play in It?
Oh, you haven't seen It?
I have not.
Have you seen the original It?
Yeah.
You know the Seth Green character?
Mm-hmm.
That's him.
Okay.
He's very...
do you know,
I think it's Richie.
Richie? Okay.
So it's very, you know, like comic-y. And,
is it very different from what he plays on Stranger Things, or is it kind of the same?
It's very different. Because, I mean, in Stranger Things, he's, you know...
More collected.
More or less collected.
He's like the leader of the group,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. But...
That's good, though. He has range. It's
right.
Not like, oh, copy.
He's yeah. funny in It. He, I think he's the last of them to see the clown
mm-hmm.
And they're riding their bikes home, and he's like, can only virgins see this or something? Is that why I can't see it? And he always makes fun of Eddie's mom, like, I don't know, he's like, you know, you can get because I think Eddie is the he's scared of everything
mm-hmm.
and he's like, you know, you can get like herpes from toilet seats, and Finn Wolfhard just goes, yeah, if you only use the one your mom uses. So it's very, very good quips.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, he's getting that.
Yeah, the whole show is very theatrical, and mm-hmm. it leaves you wanting more still. Fantastic soundtrack.
There are some people getting mad about, well, one, they're saying it doesn't feel like it takes place in the 80s because some of the dialogue. And then there are people making fun of them for saying that. They're like, because like, there's a scene where they're like, wow, I love KFC. And then this is the people making fun of the other people for criticizing it. They're like, it was called Kentucky Fried Chicken, not KFC. This is not the 80s. So, like, but that was them mocking, you know, the other people. So that was funny.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know the real. I just know there are people, like, saying, like, oh, it's not real 80s dialogue. I'm like, shut up. Just watch the show, or don't watch the show.
You don't think anyone abbreviated back then?
Yeah, I don't think anybody's holding a gun to your head once saying,
you say Kentucky Fried
if
Chicken.
You love the 80s, watch this, yeah. or else.
No, I didn't get that at all. I mean, yeah, that's... Even if that was an accident, I don't care. Mm-hmm. I don't care.
Well, then there's people saying, like, it kind of derives from its own story a bit when it uses, like, 80s. Like, the whole Ghostbusters thing.
That was cool, though.
I thought it was cool, and it didn't take away from the story. Like, it was a quick little, like, hey, let's have fun. Okay, 2 minutes later, all right, let's go back to our own story. Cool. But people were like, oh, it coasts on nostalgia to rather than
that's what everyone liked about the first season.
What are you talking about?
It's a good
story.
Well,
no, even in the first season, people were like, oh, it doesn't really tell its whole story that it should. It's like, shut up.
It takes the best of the 80s, you know, like a lot of these classic movies we love. Let's be honest. There's a lot of things that don't, like, you know, hold up.
Absolutely.
But the looks and some of the characteristics, like this
like the
show,
first Halloween movie.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's 78, but I just watched that the other day for the first time.
It's good.
Wow. Boring. Yeah. Very boring.
Yeah.
Nothing happens. He stabs his babysitter as the kid. The kid stabs the babysitter. And then not for another hour 15 does Michael kill.
So you didn't like it?
No. It was very overrated. I mean, I understand. It's kind of like Blade Runner to where, like, I respect it. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, it set the tone for horror movies or mm-hmm. for its own genre. Great. But, God, is it boring.
It's the buildup.
He killed the dog off screen. I was like, well, okay. I mean, I hate him. I've already hated him, though. So, like, what does he do? And then, you know, he kills the two people next door or whatever.
But that's what I like about what Stranger Things does in movies similar to it. they just take all the great parts and they put them all together, yeah. And it works very well. You put it with a good story.
Mm-hmm.
These kids are amazing, and yeah, I think I don't know how it can continue. I mean, it can continue, but without it getting too, you know, overblown, you know, yeah. Like, okay, we get it.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely award-worthy performances,
yeah.
And writing, all levels, they should have some recognition. Cause,
I love Jim Hopper.
Yeah.
The chief.
Yeah, who's the new Hellboy. Mm-hmm. David
Harborough? Harborough?
Yeah, something like that. Hopper, he is in the show. He is like the best sheriff. Like, he's the one, you want to be him. Mm-hmm. Like, he's not scared.
Yeah, I always thought he was really just great at anything he did, though, like the actor.
Well, yeah, because
he's in Green Hornet.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then End of Watch, have you seen that?
Yes.
He was really good in that scene. He played a dick, but he was really funny.
He's a great character actor. He finally got his break. Yeah. And I remember the first time I ever saw him was Quantum of Solace. He was a CIA agent with Felix Leiter, and he had this big mustache. And yeah, it was
he's in Suicide Squad.
Yeah, and they didn't really use much of him.
Nope.
Man, he could have been like the leader guy. I don't know, whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, if Hellboy's a success, I mean, he's going places either way. Mm-hmm. But man, he really is great as his character.
I really like that scene. Well, a little bit of spoilers. Episode 4 or 5, mm-hmm. when he's down in the upside mm-hmm. down, Bob and Winona Ryder like help him out. Like, he doesn't say like, "Oh my god, I could have died." He's just like, "Hey, Bob," and then he's like, "Hey, Jim."
I love Sean like
it's
Astin.
Just another Tuesday night.
Sean Astin's great.
He's really good, yeah.
I love Bob.
I love the Goonies reference he made.
Yeah, Oh, is there a pirate ship? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Paul Reiser, I like him.
Oh, yeah. Is he a dad in something? Like, what's he from?
Mad About You.
I feel like I've seen him like...
Beverly Hills Cop 2. He was in Bye Bye Love. Yeah, I forget that you're so young, you know, that you don't really know where he's from.
I keep thinking he's the dad from Home Alone, but then I'm like, no, it's the other guy who died.
He was in Aliens. He was the corporation guy.
It's not it. I'll have to look it up later.
But he's good. Like,
yeah, no, yeah.
That's the thing about the show. Like, I predicted what his character was going to be. And
he's very good at
being... I was wrong. Yeah. I'm not trying to give anything away, but...
He's very good at being...
It's addictive. The show's addictive. Mm-hmm. I mean, I talked to a friend where, you know, he saw the first episode, and he's like, well, it didn't really hook me, but I'm like, well... I think they're like, you're already hooked from the first season, and you got to build up to where these people, it's a year later, I think.
Yeah.
So you got to build up a little bit. You got to catch up to what's been going on. But yeah, the arcade scene and just all of it, it's great. Highly recommend it. And get through it quick so you can watch Beyond Stranger Things, which is a Netflix show. It's kind of like Talking Dead format. A lot of people are adapting that now. Star Trek does it for Discovery. And
what's that called?
It's called After Trek.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Matt Myra hosts it.
That's
who is a writer on the Goldbergs. He's very good. But anyway, Beyond Stranger Things, they talk with the cast, and it's really cool. It's really cool what they do there. So X-23 looks like they may spin her off. Director James Mangold, he's currently working on a script. Daphne Keene played
X-23. Mm-hmm.
And, you know... They really got it right with her, I think. You know, she's such a good character. It would suck to think that was like the last time we'd see her.
Yeah. I just hope, I mean, it's nothing against, you know, her as an actress, mm-hmm. or I just hope like they don't rely too much on, I don't know, like Wolverine's legacy, I guess.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying. I mean, she's
like, ooh, I knew your father. It's like, yeah, Wolverine, we know. He died less than a year ago. We got it.
So you probably shouldn't write the script.
Right.
She's going to exactly say that. Yeah, I know. He's dead. You see that cross thing I did?
I literally watched him die.
Yeah.
Yeah, you see the cross thing? I turned into an X.
That was cool. That was a cool little... I was like, X.
He should have punched out of the ground like Carrie. then he dies.
We got you. I'm coming back.
Yeah. No. You should have punched out of the ground like Carrie, and then the director comes over. No. Stay dead.
He's with the baseball bat. He's like, get down.
We're done with you.
Yeah, it's unique. I mean, it has to be a standalone movie, because right now you've got Deadpool, who totally embraces the the comic look and all that. And you have the singer verse. You know, they've kind of embraced the comic in a way. Mm-hmm. Dark Phoenix is coming out.
Oh, yeah.
So with Logan, it's kind of like a darker future. So it's going to be interesting to see if they're going to get back to the glamour of that world or mm-hmm. just going to remain a standalone movie. I mean, that's what sucks is the whole timeline's so messed up because X-23, she is very different in the comics, I think, with where she is.
Well, and I mean, Logan wasn't part of the continuity of the other X-Men movies.
Right.
And they so they could really, right. Yeah. So they could kind of
do their own
retcon her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's interesting. It's very, it's kind of messed up, but,
or maybe Logan was her, like her vision. Like mm-hmm. that's how she saw things happen. I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know. The movie's not even made
yet. That's what I mean. Yeah. Who knows if this gets made, but right now with Fox, it's just very, I don't know. I mean, Deadpool and Logan are their like strongest movies, really. The Singerverse, I almost feel like if Dark Phoenix can't deliver, they're probably going to push it out and be like, we're just going to embrace this and do like standalone movies or like Deadpool. We're going to do continuations, but
it's, you know, they should release it October 23rd.
X-23. Oh, it should be in marketing.
Either that or around Christmas, because Xmas, and then December 23rd.
Call up Fox. That's good. Mm-hmm. That's damn good. It's like, we don't have a script. Just release it.
X-23, yeah. Everybody's going to get it.
Have you seen the New Mutants trailer?
Is that with Arya Stark?
Who's she?
She's Arya Stark from Game of Thrones?
Yes.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I don't know. I was kind of just like,
I think it's going to get the horror fans.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Is it a movie?
Yeah, the New Mutants.
Okay, I thought it was a movie. No. I know what New Mutants is, but mm-hmm. I didn't know if they were doing like a mini series or like a...
Nope.
Okay. Well, it's got Jonathan Byers from Stranger Things.
So. I know, right?
Pre-cocaine.
God, that's too bad. I didn't know. I forgot he was British.
Yeah, I didn't know. I thought only...
And he likes Coke.
Yeah. Well, we don't know if he did it. We just know that he had it.
Right. Maybe. I think he got framed.
Maybe.
He's got framed. The New Mutants, that's a new twist to make it more of a horror take. They're in this asylum and they're all mutants, so
I don't know.
Huh?
And they're new.
And they're new mutants.
And they're mutants.
But maybe they're going sounds off like, the it's kinda like that show you like I haven't seen it. Legion.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not really a huge stretch. It might be another standalone movie. Yeah, so yeah. I guess maybe the X-Men movies are the only ones that will group them together, but again, the timeline's so weird.
I don't think any of the directors of the X-Men movies have gotten together and said, like, okay, here's where we need to meet.
Well,
they're kind of just like, do whatever.
To be honest, though, there's only been three directors. Singer's directed most of
them. That's enough.
But
like, that's enough to say, hey, let's get together and say, here we, okay, I'll do A, you do B, let's meet together in the middle. But well, they're like, I'm going to do A and B and this one, and then Wolverine's going to die. It's like, wait, I want to use Wolverine. No, I'm going to use him.
Yeah, I don't know. Again, you would think they would do that, but
a lot people of are stupid.
Studios, yeah. They don't see the big picture, which is funny because they should.
It's literally the big picture.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see, how they tackle this X-23 thing. I do want to see more of her, but I want it done right. You know, I think she left such a great memory, and it's like, well, if you tarnish that, I just it's just too bad they can't put her in the past, you know, without screwing everything up they just did. So who knows, maybe they'll try to do a Flashpoint.
Jeez.
They will make Flashpoint. It'll make no sense.
You make Captain Marvel, we're gonna make Flashpoint. No, it's Shazam. No, it's Captain Marvel.
Yeah, that's all we have today to talk about. Thanks for listening. Please check us out on all social media, Podbean, iTunes, Stitcher Radio, YouTube, and fieldofgeeks.com.
LinkedIn.
And LinkedIn. Joey's going to be working on that very soon.
Mm-hmm. I'll forget, though.
We'll see you guys later. I'm Josh.
And I'm Joey.